This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. 7 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Rich McFadden sitting in here for Doug Steffen, who should be joining us momentarily via telephone as he is on location this week. But as joining us as usual is Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. He's the publisher, editor, and the guy who makes it all happen up there. You can always visit them at talkersmagazine.com. Look at some of the stuff that's going on in the talk radio industry. It is the Bible of talk radio. We all go there when we want to know what's going on in the industry. And one of the things that they do so well is every single week they monitor all of the talk radio stations around the country to see what you are talking about with your favorite hosts. And this week is no different. For the week ending June 1st, Michael Harrison, would you please do the honors of going through the top 10 stories and the top 10 people of the week?
Yes, this is the June is busting out all over edition of our survey. And at number 10, we have the Major League Baseball action. And as the season just starts warming up. And talk about hot, the NBA Finals are finally here. And basketball is very exciting as a playoff sport.
Yeah, you got LeBron doing 50 points and still can't win. That's amazing.
Well, he's taken the Cavs to the finals again. He's been in the finals now for, like, what, 8 or 9 years in a row?
Yeah.
He basically has carried that team on his back. He's an Iron Man, and I think that his legacy is set regardless of what happens with those superlative Warriors.
Yeah.
The Warriors. At number 9, we have the murdered Russian journalist story, which is one big, huh? At number 8, we have Kim Kardashian visits Trump on political and justice business, which is a huh? At number 7, the Iran nuclear deal. At number 6, immigration policy and MS-13. Steel tariffs own the number 5 spot. The Trump pardons this week at number 4. At number 3, the Trump-Russia investigation continues to be a topic of interest. At number 2, the North Korea talks, very interesting. And number 1, gigantic story that we can determine during the course of this hour how important a story it is, but it certainly is one that has been talked about more than any other and covered on a gigantic level, not just in talk radio,
absolutely,
but in the news. The ABC television cancellation of the sitcom Roseanne by firing Roseanne Barr and pulling the plug on their most successful ratings getter moneymaker. On the People Survey, we have the aforementioned Iron Man LeBron James at 10, Kim Kardashian at 9, at number 8, Samantha Bee and Ivanka Trump, a little brouhaha, at number 7, Martha Stewart, Rod Blagojevich, and Dinesh D'Souza, at number 6, Barack Obama, at number 5, Hillary Clinton, at number 4, Robert Mueller, James Comey, and Andrew McCabe, at number 3, Kim Jong-un, at number 2, Roseanne Barr, at number 1, of course, Donald Trump. And there you have it.
Of course. And those top three, you put those three in a cocktail party, and man, what you got going on there.
Yeah, interesting conversation.
It is an interesting. So there's your top 10 stories and your top 10 people of the week. And, Michael, I'm going to leave it up to you because Doug Steffen joins us right now. He's on location. We'll say it.
Aren't I? Aren't you?
You are on location.
Are we located anywhere?
I'm in the studio.
See, the studio.
Yeah. It's not anywhere fun. So should we go forward or should we go backwards? You want to go 10 to 1 or 1 to 10?
Who are we talking to now?
You're
are we talking,
talking
to
you?
Doug? Are you talking to me?
I am talking to you.
I don't care. To me, it doesn't matter. Time goes in both directions. Let's work our way down.
Right.
Or up. Up
right.
Meaning from 10 to 1.
Okay.
Isn't that funny? Up is lower numbers. People have never gotten this countdown stuff right, but usually you work your way to number 1 as opposed to, and coming up later in the program, the less interesting songs. We're going to work our way from the biggest hits to songs you never heard of.
Number 10, this is always Doug's favorite topic. Doug, this one's for you. MLB and NBA Finals, and being a Washingtonian,
uh-huh,
I'm going to go ahead and slide the hockey, the Stanley Cup in there, because the Capitals and Las Vegas, their first year team are really making it interesting. It's a great series.
There's something about Las Vegas having a hockey team that doesn't feel right.
Well, you know, one of the things that's crazy about that is that apparently the ice is not in the best condition there because they just cannot keep it cold enough. So it gets the gouges from all the skating. And I heard them on the local sports station in D.C. talking about how they have to learn to skate on the ice because, and I don't know, maybe it's just an excuse, but they're saying it's just you cannot keep it cold enough in Vegas to keep it really, really slick.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Wow. So, I'm sure they have enough ice for all of those drinks they serve in the casinos.
You know what? I'm sure if they poured all that ice on the rink, that it would probably take care of it.
Okay, here, I'll say something stupid. Why don't they import the ice from Washington?
They still got to keep it cold.
Oh, hadn't thought about that. Okay.
A side sports story that I thought was great, listening to Dan Patrick the other day. There, apparently, athletes have burner Twitter accounts, which is a fake, so they have a real Twitter account. Okay, I'm Rich McFadden, or I'm Michael Harrison, at Michael Harrison. But then they have fake accounts, or at Doug Steffen. Doug, how many Twitter accounts do you have?
Let me think. Well, they're associated with a program. There's one. So I have two.
Okay. So imagine if you created four other accounts for the purpose of supporting yourself. So saying that Doug Steffen is a really smart guy. He's the best talk radio host. Athletes are doing this. And they're finding general managers of, the Philadelphia 76ers had five fake accounts where he was attacking his own players and his own management team with them. And this is the big story. It's blowing up all over the place that all of these athletes and all of these people in management in sports are using these fake accounts to attack not only their opponents, but their own players and their own teams. And I thought, wow, wouldn't that be awesome if talk radio did that? And you know somebody out there has to have it. You know that some talk radio host out there has four or five burner accounts where he attacks his opponents across town and where he supports his own audience and his own topics.
But why are these coaches attacking their own players?
Calling them sissies, saying they don't man up when they have to.
No, but why? Why? What's the benefit of that?
I think it was one of two takes. It was either that they don't get to say it in public and want to be able to say it and want to be able to get it out there, or B, they want to motivate them by making them upset.
I see. Or keep them from getting too heady or thinking they're too cool.
Exactly.
See, I find, one of the things I find in terms of human nature, and I bet Doug agrees with me on this, is that the real resistance, the real competition in life comes from the people on your team, not necessarily your opponent. That you're just as likely to get backstabbed, you're just as likely to get, throttled by the people that are your teammates, the people that you work with, the people on your station, the people on your team, your bosses. Bosses don't like it when their players, either in the big time publicity spot,
more than they are.
They don't like to, they deal with the. Well, I often hear it with the heavy 100. Oh, you had to put him on the heavy 100. Aren't you happy? It makes your station look good. No, now he's going to want a raise.
Right. Oh, really?
Oh. Pff.
Wow.
Oh, I get that all the time.
I want a raise. Yeah. That's it. So here's the spin on. That isn't just in terms of radio. I guess you could look at it on any level. People who are insecure, people who they don't get what their position is in life. I think that's, it really is pretty amazing how negative and angry people are, just in general. Negative, angry, and they're not satisfied, they're not happy. And it pervades the social media stuff, gives everybody an opportunity to do that. And as you pointed out, they sort of mask it in a cowardly way by not, you know, they've got somebody else's name or they come up with something else. It really is sort of a sickness.
It's human nature.
I think we should give them drugs.
Ambien.
Right. I think they need medication, Doug. I think you're absolutely right. Widespread mental imbalance.
Yeah, but I don't know that medication fixes
I am kidding.
I know you are. But I'm listening to you, and I'm sort of thinking, because I don't often listen back to the things that we do, or as I'm participating, I'm not listening in the same way that I'm listening now. So it really strikes me that there are so many people around, maybe it may even be the majority of people, who have something wrong with them. And yet we all think we're the best.
There's nothing wrong with people. It's just human nature. It's the way we are wired.
To have something wrong with us?
Everybody wants to be better than they are. Everybody wants what somebody else has. And when you don't get that, and when you don't have that, and when you realize you might not be good enough to get it, you act a little crazy, and that's where it all comes from.
Do you think that goes back? We have to take a break, I suppose, here in a moment. Does this go back to the history of mankind? Does it go back to the last 150, 200 years? The gunslingers in the Old West, they were good gunslingers, but if they didn't like somebody else, they just shoot them. You know, that's kind of what we have.
No, what would happen if you had a reputation for being the fastest gun, you could be sure some kid's going to come and test you.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah. That's what would always happen. Well, maybe you're right, though. Maybe we should approach this differently. Like, number one, Roseanne canceled. Nice lady. What a shame that she tripped up and made a mistake. Why can't Trump get along with that cute man with the fun haircut from North Korea? Isn't Kim Kardashian wonderful? She now is concerned about prisoners and social justice.
She's a real role model.
She's a role model. And, boy, I'm so glad that Russian journalist wasn't murdered. I was worried about it. I thought he was dead. It's so nice he's back. Maybe I'll have coffee with him.
That is the crazy story.
You're mocking me.
No, we're not. We're not mocking you. We're taking cynicism to a higher level of satire. What you've said is right. You're absolutely right. But this is what makes the world go round.
Yep.
Humans are not perfect. We are a conundrum. We're in one way we're like angels, another way we're like devils. It's the old good and bad story that goes back to the Bible. I mean, it's just what we wrestle with.
All right, well, speaking of bad, we got bad topics from number 9 to number 1 coming up. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's 20 past the hour.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hey, what's going on? What are you doing?
Oh, my gosh, no. Insomnia, please, not tonight. I've got a busy day tomorrow.
Ooh, what's that sound? Wow, sounds like your partner is sound asleep. You must be jealous.
Yes.
Too bad. Come on, let's go to the kitchen. Yes, you have ice cream and cookies. Eat all of it.
Insomnia, please, leave me alone.
No. Who is that? Check your phone. Ooh, scroll through social media. Check the news.
That's it. I'm taking Calitrin, so you will finally leave me alone for good.
Wait, no. Not Calitrin. I'm sorry.
Too late.
No, please, no.
Finally, sleep.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss that not only works while you sleep, it helps you sleep.
I really enjoy taking Calitrin because it definitely helps me with my sleeping. I have lost approximately 10 pounds, and I'm very pleased with the results.
My name is Marcia, and my husband and I both take Calitrin to sleep better at night and for to help on his weight.
Check us out at toploss.com or call 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Rich McFadden from Radio America, along with Michael Harrison of Talkers Magazine, who helps put this list together every week, talking about what you are discussing on Talk Radio all week long. And joining us via telephone is Doug Steffen from the Powerless Farm. And we are at the number 9 and number 8 topics here. The murdered Russian journalist who actually really isn't murdered. How much crazier can these stories get, Michael?
This is a crazy one, and it makes you realize that you can't believe anything. You know, talk about fake news. This was news that was faked by a government and by a journalist, and I'm not sure who's telling the truth. And frankly, at this point, I don't think it's...
Why do we even care?
I was just going to say that. Well, we care because it taints the discussion. For a while, this was all part of the pile of evidence indicating that Russia is a very bad country, and you know that they murdered
this. This is a very bad Russia. The people of Russia. This is how we get lost in some of these discussions. It isn't so much that people are bad or that Russia is a bad country. It's that the leadership is bad. Putin
The people of Russia love Putin. The people of the United States love
who
Trump.
Says so? Where does it say that?
I don't know. This is complicated theory. The question is, do people get the government they deserve? And
yes,
because if the people of any nation don't take responsibility for the government, and it's hard to overturn a tyrannical government, I'm not saying it's easy, but if people do not take responsibility for what their nation does, then they get what they deserve.
But how do they know what the nation does if they don't have proper communication? We can bring that back around to us. We have terrible communication in our country. We may have a lot of news media, but the news media is so bastardized, and the people who run it are so compromised, and so we get fake news isn't even the issue anymore. It's what is real, what's the truth, what are facts, all of those.
What's important, what's not important.
Yeah. And so what we've done, it may show that people are not able to govern themselves. Democracy may go down in history as the biggest failure in terms of government in the history of the planet. Because we're seeing it here in America. It may work for smaller countries. It may work for less for places where there isn't a large population. But in terms of our country, I don't even want to go to Russia. Our country is being terribly managed and has been terribly managed for decades.
That's a good point. You're making a good point, and it comes down to the issue. We see this in business also. Is big necessarily practical? Is there a point at which any organization that becomes so big that it becomes unmanageable? And when you look at what the size of this enterprise known as the United States of America has grown to, and then you have simplistic answers like, well, we should just be libertarian and have no government. Simplistic answers don't work in complicated situations. Or if you want to have a simplistic answer as to what is the American public, oh, the American people have spoken. Well, I've yet to see the American public or the American people.
Public is not on the same page. The American public, if we're lucky, there are 40% of the voters that were eligible to vote elected Trump. And that's his core. He doesn't have a majority. He never will. And I don't know that the president, Obama, didn't really have a majority. The way that things
work. Well, look at the way it's done in the UK. They don't get a majority either. I mean, but still, democracy is the best worst system that we have. So we'll stick with it. It's 28 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. High-level diplomacy in New York and Washington has put a summit with North Korea back on President Trump's calendar this month. The president's keeping expectations in check.
You're talking about years of hostility, years of problems.
He says it will likely take more than one meeting to reach a deal on ridding the Korean Peninsula of nuclear weapons.
You're going to have a very positive result in the end.
For now, the president says he's holding off on any new sanctions against the Kim regime.
I'm not going to put them on until such time as the talks break down.
And he says he'll stop using the term maximum pressure, which is the way he's describing how the U.S. is squeezing the North economically. Missouri now has a new governor. Lieutenant Governor Mike Parsons has been sworn in after Eric Greitens resigned. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Before past the hour, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Rich McFadden, along with Michael Harrison of Talkers Magazine. And Talkers Magazine creates this list every single week when we talk about the top 10 talk topics on radio and in the news that you are discussing. And as usual, Michael will take us through the list of the top stories and people. Michael?
And I want to mention that Doug is missing in action again, isn't he not?
So, Doug is missing in action, yeah. It's a rough week on the power situation up there on the farm.
Okay. Well, Major League Baseball action is at number 10, along with NBA Finals. And I want to mention that this does not reflect sports talk radio. This means that they're talking about sports on news talk radio. And as you know, being in Washington, D.C., there's a lot of interest in Washington, D.C. and Las Vegas in hockey. Hockey does not carry the same weight, even on sports talk radio, as the big three do, and that's football, baseball, and basketball. Hockey's the fourth. And if you're in golf, you might get mentioned. Tennis, you might get mentioned. And after that, forget it. It falls off the chart. At number nine, the murdered Russian journalist. That's a peculiar story. At number eight, Kardashian visits Trump. And that, I know you have a lot to say about. We'll talk about that. At number seven, the Iran nuclear deal. At number six, immigration policy and the gang MS-13 in the news. Steel tariffs at the hand of Trump at number five. At number four, Trump's pardons. At number three, Trump-Russia investigation. That goes on and on. At number two, North Korea talks. They go on and off. And at number one, ABC TV cancels Roseanne. And we'll be talking about that for about another 10 seconds into the future, and then it'll be forgotten. The People Survey, LeBron James at 10, Kim Kardashian at 9, number 8, Samantha Bee and Ivanka Trump, a little mini brouhaha when compared to the Roseanne story. At number 7, Martha Stewart, Rod Blagojevich, Dinesh D'Souza, they are the ones that are pardoned or being talked about, pardoned or commuted or whatever by Trump. Barack Obama at 6, Hillary Clinton at 5. Number 4, the threesome of Robert Mueller, James Comey, and Andrew McCabe. Number 3, Kim Jong-un. Number 2, Roseanne Barr. And number 1, Donald Trump. What a threesome if it were a cocktail party, as you pointed out earlier.
Yeah, that would be a phenomenal. I would love to be sitting there on a fly on the wall with those three. All right, so let's jump to number eight with the Kardashian visits Trump. You know, in a week when you think the craziest thing is the Roseanne story, you look at this and you're like, Kim Kardashian goes to the White House to meet with Donald Trump. What in the world could they be talking about? Well, as it turns out, Kardashian is worried about Alice Marie Johnson and her plight. She's a 63-year-old grandmother who is in prison for some drug convictions, and they got a life sentence, which she thinks is unfair, and is trying to get the sentence commuted. All right, cool. The thing I find interesting about this, Michael, is this whole movement where there are now podcasts and celebrities worried about the plight of people who have been wrongly imprisoned. Just this morning, I was listening to a podcast about a guy on death row who obviously did not commit this murder, if you listen to the evidence that they put forward in the podcast. And yet he was convicted because he was in the wrong place at the wrong time, and he had the wrong rap sheet to be there with.
Mm-hmm.
You look at these podcasts, the Serial podcast that comes out all the time, and the celebrities that take these cases on themselves, and what media has done and what technology has done to be able to right some wrongs, illuminate some situations that should be looked at further. And isn't it amazing that we look at this thing called broadcasting and the effect that we can have on things that just used to be, you know, back in the day when the cop took you to the pokey, that was it. You were done. If he said you did it, and you're going to jail.
There's much more information now. There's much more opportunity for people to take up causes. There's many more vehicles for people that want to be famous to be viable in that regard. It's definitely currency. And between Twitter accounts and social media, the voracious appetite for gossip that the media has, the blurring of the lines between journalism and entertainment has created a situation where somebody like Kim Kardashian West could have enough momentum and gravitas to visit the President of the United States to talk about a specific case. But then again, look at the President. The President of the United States is a total product of the environment that I've just described.
Do you think that that citizen reporters have a whole new play in this game now, that that those of us who control the microphones on the radio stations and on the television stations now have to compete with citizen reporters?
There's no doubt about it that people who are paid to work for, organized platforms, I wanted to use the word legitimate platforms, but organized platforms, business, commercial platforms, have to compete with people out there who are doing everything from sending out blogs and sending out podcasts and commenting on news and putting video up on their Facebook pages and all that. But citizen reporters on one level is a really good thing. The fact that there's so many ways people can express themselves and so many ways a story can see the light of day. But citizen reporters also is a very bad thing because a lot of folks are not educated as to, if I can use the word, discriminate between truth and falsehood, between balanced and reason versus hyperbole and exaggeration. We got to get through this and learn how to deal with this wildly noisy world that we're living in. More importantly, we have to teach our children how to discern real news from BS, and that's a big problem.
What a great expression you just used, wildly noisy society that we live in. It's incredible how you have to filter through information every single day just to kind of figure out what's important and what's not. And just looking at this list this week, we'll get to number one here in a second, I don't know that we're capable of that. I think that those who decide what is important to talk about look for the stories where they know every Joe Sixpack will be able to participate in the story, and I think that's kind of what drives what ends up on the air nowadays.
To a certain degree, yeah. When you have legitimate journalists or organized journalists quoting people's Twitter accounts for news, well, look at Joe and Trenton says.
Exactly.
Then you have a problem.
Well, let's look at this. I mean, so we've got at number seven, we've got the Iran nuclear deal. It's kind of a complicated story. You have to be up on it to really know what's going on. You have to have your opinion about it. I would say that probably I agree with Trump. Saying this was not a good deal for America, let's step back and take another look. Do I agree with how he does it and the way he goes about it? No. But is America first probably a decent thing to do in a nuclear deal? I would say so. It's just, and then you go on to number six, immigration policy and MS-13. This story gets so badly twisted, Michael, in the media. It's unbelievable. Trump doesn't know how to speak eloquently enough to say these bad guys in MS-13 are criminals and murderers, and we want to go for them and them only and get them out of the country. It always gets twisted and turned around into all immigrants must leave because they're murderers, drug dealers, and rapists.
Hmm. Well, is it incumbent upon the president to learn how to communicate that?
It is. It absolutely is.
Okay. Isn't being a communicator one of the responsibilities of being president?
Isn't it also the responsibility of the media that's covering him?
Yep. There are a bunch of bad communicators in the communication business.
Right. Should CNN, should MSNBC, should Fox News, should everybody be taking the words of our politicians, trying to relay the information that we should know about that day and twisting it because they want it to be seen in this light?
Yeah, exactly, because they're preaching to the choir as opposed to preaching the facts and hoping that the choir joins them. That's the major upheaval in journalism and media today versus 50 years ago or 30 years ago. These are targeting audiences, knowing what they want to hear and then giving them what they want, selectively presenting them with points of view and stories that confirm their notions and give them affirmation. It's affirmation news as opposed to objective news, and you decide. This is where we've gone. It is because of the commercial aspect of corporate media. I'm not saying that that's not a good system, but it is a good system on steroids. It's run amok. It's run amok without pride, without ethics, without responsibility. It is driven by greed and fear. And this is a deep problem of character that has manifested itself in our country, perhaps around the world, and we have to deal with it. The question, of course, is back to what you said before. You know, we're talking about a noisy world and every citizen reporter having a say and blah, blah, blah. The other side of that coin is, are we better off sometimes not knowing?
Like we did in the 60s?
Yeah, things that you don't know aren't going to hurt you.
Right.
Does society run better when the public is not informed about all of the dangers and all of the dirt?
And all of the foibles of our politicians.
Yeah, yeah.
Who knew the JFK and Marilyn Monroe? Who knew about that? It's like front page news when this stuff happens.
I ask that as a theoretical question. I'm not suggesting that we're better off without that. I'm asking, are we better off without knowing?
Right.
The old thing, that they know that we've been visited by aliens, but they don't want to say anything because there'll be public panic. You know, government keeping secrets from people because they can't handle the truth.
Ah, the cat's out of the bag, man. We got YouTube, so I know everything that they don't want us to know. All right, coming up, the number four through number one stories, and obviously we're going to talk about the Roseanne cancellation and how that was the massive story and why it was the massive story of the week on talk radio and everywhere. It's 45 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hey, guys. It's Jen from the DJV Show. And though I hide behind a microphone, my smile is still really important to me. Like you, I want a bright white smile. But the coffee, lots of coffee, maybe even a little red wine, well, that has taken a little bit of shine from my smile. Over the years, I've tried a lot of tooth whitening products. I found a 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs, and it works in 5 minutes without messy strips or trays. Power Swabs is clinically studied and uses a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent to lighten stains in 5 minutes. You just snap, swab, and smile. And in 5 minutes, coffee, tea, smoking stains, they all start to disappear. Power Swabs remove stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs by calling 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard it here to get 50% off the retail price. Dial 800-208-1797.
Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but you can't stay asleep? If you have that problem, try MyPillow. Now, like me, you can get a great night's sleep every night. Great sleep is important for your health and well-being. And the best offer that I can give you right now from MyPillow is to go to MyPillow.com and get 4 pillows for the price of 2. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows. Even better, 50% off the regular retail price. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows, 50% off at MyPillow.com. Made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow made in our country, backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. Act fast. Get yours now. Get to a better night's rest. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the half-price deals at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hey, what's going on? What are you doing?
Oh, my gosh, no. Insomnia, please, not tonight. I've got a busy day tomorrow.
Ooh, what's that sound? Wow, sounds like your partner is sound asleep. You must be jealous.
Yes.
Too bad. Come on, let's go to the kitchen. Yes, you have ice cream and cookies. Eat all of it.
Insomnia, please, leave me alone.
No. Who is that? Check your phone. Ooh, scroll through social media. Check the news.
That's it. I'm taking Calitrin, so you will finally leave me alone for good.
Wait, wait, no. Not Calitrin. I'm sorry.
Too late.
No, 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 please, no.
Finally, sleep.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss that not only works while you sleep, it helps you sleep.
I really enjoy taking Calitrin because it definitely helps me with my sleeping. I have lost approximately 10 pounds, and I am very pleased with the results.
My name is Marcia, and my husband and I both take Calitrin to sleep better at night and for to help on his weight.
Check us out at toploss.com or call 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
47 past the hour, and here we are at the top of the list here, going number 4 through 1. We've got number 4, we got the Trump pardons. And this is kind of interesting in that, Michael, I say this happens all the time where Trump, where the president pardons friends of friends and friends of his. They usually do it on their last day of office, but you say it's not so much the case, and that him wanting to pardon possibly Martha Stewart, Rod Blagojevich, and Dinesh D'Souza is not really normal.
I think it's political. I think that he's sending a message to his. It usually is political. You're correct. Everything is political. But in this case, I think it's a political message he's sending to certain people to hang in there and not give up on supporting him, even though they're in the clutches of Mueller and the clutches of the FBI. You know, and that's that.
Right.
Trump is a real unpredictable player.
Yeah.
You don't know what he's going to do.
All right. Well, so number 3 is the Trump Russia investigation. We're still talking about the mole a little bit. Mueller seems to be winding down. We're going to see where that goes. North Korea talks. Will it happen June 12th or won't it? And
it's a reality show.
It is a total
reality show. No matter what, you have to admit that North Korea appears far more benign today than it did 1 year ago.
Yes.
And I personally think Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump are two peas in a pod. I think they play ball.
Absolutely.
I think they both realize they can gain from each other. And I think that Trump is just doing his typical Trump, let's make it interesting. We'll see. Coming up next on the North Korea Talks, we'll see where it goes.
I could see Kim Jong-un living in Trump Tower.
Yep.
Riding in the same limo as Trump. All right, at number one, which we beat to death a little earlier, ABC cancels Roseanne over her Ambien tweet. And that's it. You can't say anything racist like that, Roseanne, especially when you're on the Ambien. 50 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Indeed it does. It's 53 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Rich McFadden from Radio America, along now with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our legal beagle, as Doug likes to say. And this is when we take a few minutes and we look at kind of the law and the legal aspect of some of the stories on the top 10 list or some of the people on the top 10 list. And I guess, Steve, we should really start with, even though we have the Robert Mueller, James Comey, Andrew McCabe thing there, and we've got the pardons, the Trump pardons, we're going to start with Roseanne.
You know, I knew you were going to go there.
It was the monster in the room. It was the monster in the room all week.
Yeah.
And you've got to say, where are the legal aspects of this story? Can she sue ABC? Can Ambien sue her?
Yeah, the response of Ambien with Ambien does not cause racism. You know, certainly was a clever response. You know, Ambien could potentially sue for defamation, but they're not going to. I think that was considered, you know, pretty ridiculous and not harmful to them. The bigger question is like you say, what are Roseanne's rights? And you know, what about this First Amendment that protects your rights of freedom of speech? Well, the First Amendment protects your rights of freedom of speech from limitations that are put on us by the government. So it isn't the government here. It's a company. And in the days of the social media and Twitter and all, companies, which in the past were still able to, they could fire workers if they were saying things that they felt were offensive to the company. But, you know, no one had that kind of reach before social media. And so now, yeah, the company can fire her, but you also want to look, there will be provisions in all entertainers' contracts, and I'm sure hers was pretty strong, called morals contracts and morals provisions. And these moral provisions are, if you specifically do say something that the public is finding offensive and can otherwise be harmful to the company, we can, you know, cancel that contract. So she can have a five-year contract, and that contract is out.
That's fairly subjective, though, isn't it?
You know, it is, and it's interesting you mention that, because years ago there was a running back for the Steelers, Rashad Mendenhall, and he had an endorsement contract. And after 9/11, he made some comment saying that the hijackers were courageous people, and we shouldn't rejoice at death. He also, I think, said something about, you know, we shouldn't be rejoicing when Osama bin Laden was killed. And he got dropped. He got dropped, and he said, you know, that was totally subjective and that there has to be some reasonableness standard. And the courts did say, yeah, there does have to be a reasonableness standard in there. In this case, I don't think ABC was going to have trouble finding it, because they did have sponsors who immediately were going to take action and drop. So, yeah, the morals clause, it isn't totally one-sided. There has to be some indication it isn't just your saying that I violated it. But it's very strong, and it's been used very effectively.
Yeah, but let's get down to the brass tacks here. Those advertisers wanted Roseanne to stick around, the show, to stick around as much as Roseanne and ABC did. They all were making money. They all were doing well. But they were scared to death of the boycott that was about to come, and you knew it was coming.
Yeah, and that's actually it. I mean, this is one of these instances. You know, there have been times where it's been, you know, invoked with an actor or an athlete who is, you know, not really bringing in big money, but she was at the top of the game. I mean, it was just a week before that ABC was trotting her out as the face of ABC. So they were indeed not happy to do it. Did they do it for reasons of color? Absolutely. But the color was green, not black or white.
So what if she worked for the government and said that?
You know, that's very interesting, because working for the government, her rights probably would be protected as a political statement or a political commentary. Here's where that comes in. If you are I teach at a private university, Bentley University. If I make a political statement that my employers don't like, they could fire me. But if I work for the University of Massachusetts, that is a state institution.
Right.
And if I made a comment they didn't like that was political, they couldn't.
It's interesting. There it is. Your rights all explained and protected by Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's 58 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.